Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hi, everybody. And as you just heard on the news, President Obama is touring the Jersey Shore with Governor Christie today, taking stock of the post-Sandy world down the shore after the first weekend of the so-called summer season. Never mind that it was 49 degrees on Saturday. Hope you enjoyed it, whatever you did. At least yesterday was beautiful. For beach communities hit hard by Sandy, much of the rebuilding has actually been a race to Memorial Day. And for many of you who use the beaches, we know this weekend was the first time visiting the coast since Sandy. Chance to see how the recovery is going and what has changed and how you feel about it. So let's start this post-weekend Tuesday, this Monday kind of Tuesday, with your reports on what you saw in areas affected by Sandy and how it affected you. Business owners, how are the crowds? Were you ready for the weekend? And how did it compare to previous years? How was the spirit to start out the season? Everybody, if you were a patron or a beachgoer or a sunbather, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Listeners, whether you went to Point Pleasant or Coney Island or Montauk, we want to hear from you. How different did the beach look? How much was rebuilt? How happy or sad did going back to the beach make you? Did you go in the water? I think the water temperature was in the 50s. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Let's get your physical and emotional reports from any of the shorelines you might have visited over Memorial Day weekend. You can also tweet us your Memorial Day weekend photos from the shore. Tweet at Brian Lehrer. 212-433-WNYC, our phone number. And as your calls are coming in, let's check in with two business owners who had to rebuild after Sandy. Terrence Tubridy joins us from Bungalow Bar and Restaurant in the Rockaways, which he and his brothers run. Hey, Terrence, welcome to WNYC today.
Hey, glad to be here.
And Laura Mercogliano joins us from Fire Island. She's owner and general manager of Palms Hotel and CJ's Bar and Grill, as well as a few other businesses in Ocean Beach. Hey, Laura, welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And Terrence, I see that you just opened last week for the first time since Sandy. So how are things and how is business this weekend?
This weekend was a little bit rough because of the weather, and overall we were down compared to last year. But Sunday and Monday certainly made up for Friday and Saturday.
So the spirit was there once it started to warm up a little bit. Laura, when my producer spoke to you on Friday, your hotels weren't quite fully booked yet. I'm curious how unusual that is on the Friday before Memorial Day, and then did you eventually fill up?
Well, we actually did. We had a sellout weekend. Primarily, that's because people do tend to book a year in advance. And what we realized at about February, March, when people were calling to confirm their reservations for their summer, they were asking us, will you be open? And we took a lot of time to explain to people that Fire Island will be back, and we told them that we had full intentions of opening up. So because of the nature of the hotel business that people book far in advance, despite the weather and despite the fear, I think there was a lot of curiosity of what Ocean Beach was going to look like. So we did see a typical pattern for Memorial Day. Late booking, but we did sell out.
And what did Ocean Beach look like? Fire Island got killed during Sandy, right?
Fire Island was devastated not only by the hurricane on the 29th of October, but then 1 week later, the nor'easter was, it was a two-punch knockout. I mean,
yeah.
It was just so difficult for us to be able to recover. I'm happy to say that all of the businesses have come back.
Well, I'm really glad to hear that. People were very worried about Fire Island among some of the places that were the most devastated by the storm. And Terrence, where in the Rockaways are you?
We're at 92nd Street on the bay. And unfortunately, I can't report that all of our businesses are open in Rockaway Beach.
What can you report?
I can report that most of the bars are still recovering, so bars and restaurants. We don't have a hotel in Rockaway Beach, New York City, no hotel in Rockaway.
Mm.
There's no accessibility. There's no A-train. We have limited bus service, and the ferry is also limited from Manhattan.
Let's take our first call on that less than perfect note from the Rockaways. Here is Cheryl calling from Brick. Hey, Cheryl, you're on WNYC.
Hi, good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. Sure.
Well,
what'd you do this weekend?
Well, my son and family were over for a soccer tournament in Brick, and we went out to dinner Saturday night on the boardwalk in Point Pleasant Beach. It wasn't on the boardwalk, but it was on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the restaurant was back working fine. The boardwalk is completely open. We went there after dinner. The restaurant was mobbed. There were people, you know, practically standing out the door waiting to get in, and it was a large restaurant where they had lots of seating, so it wasn't just a small place. And although the foot traffic on the boardwalk was a bit light because of the weather, it was just totally miserable on Saturday. Everything is open. I want your listeners to know that at least from the area that I'm familiar with here, the Point Pleasant Beach area, Jenkins's is open, the pier is open, all the rides are open, the game places are open. Everything is ready for visitors, so come down and see us.
That's great. And, of course, you know, the weather on Saturday almost blew the whole premise of this segment, which we've been planning since last week. Oh, how was the first summer weekend at the shore? What do you mean it's 49 degrees and raining? But, Cheryl, how did you feel being there, and how did you get a sense the spirit was?
Well, I've been very impressed at the can-do attitude of the people at the shore. I grew up in Kansas City, and so I'm transplanted Midwesterner, but I have lived in New Jersey for 30 years. I did not realize how attached I've become to my new home until Sandy hit. And it was impressive to see everybody pull together. And my understanding from some of my neighbors who are up in Belmar, the Belmar Boardwalk is completely open now. I've heard that the Spring Lake Boardwalk has been completely rebuilt. And so we're going to have a good summer.
That's great. Cheryl, thank you very much. Good luck to everybody down in the Point Pleasant area, which I know also got hit so hard. And Terrence, how about the Rockaways? How about the feeling? You were describing some of the businesses that haven't been able to reopen, some of the lack of access even with the A-train not going all the way yet. Is it a feeling of loss? Can people go to the Rockaways and have fun and have that kind of carefree time, you know, that you associate with the shore?
Well, absolutely. Rockaway is open for business. the boardwalks are partially open. The Wharf, which is a restaurant on the water, is open. Conley's is open. Dalton's Bungalow Bar. The Rockaway people are filled with resilience. And a lot of our neighbors and friends are still not in their homes, but they were still out enjoying themselves on Saturday and Sunday. Hell, they were even out at 49 degrees on Friday. So we Broad Channel, Breezy, and Rockaway, the people there, they're not going to go anywhere. They're going to rebuild, and I think it's going to be probably the best summer we've ever had.
Let's hope. Eric in Kensington, you're on WNYC. Hi, Eric.
Hello. Hi. I was down on Coney Island yesterday, and I'm a donor to the Coney Island USA, and they are the people who do the sideshow and the freak bar and the Coney Island Museum. And they were mostly up and running. The museum is still closed with the gift shop, and the Denny's ice cream, which is also part of theirs, is also closed. The Freak Bar was open, although not quite finished. They're still digging out there, so it's minimal, but it's open. And the sideshow is up and running. But I will have to say that they're also the people who put on the Mermaid Parade.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Mermaid Parade is in question this year, so they're doing some extra fundraising. You can go to Coney Island, USA. I'll give it a little plug here, shameless plug.
Sure.
Because it's got to happen.
You can do that. So what's putting the Mermaid Parade in particular in jeopardy?
Well, the extra costs that they have to do for the rebuilding of all their facilities. Because they're still not done yet. They barely got open for Memorial Day.
Remind us what kind of infrastructure is involved in that, and even for people who, you know, have never experienced the Mermaid Parade or seen the clips on television, what happens there? Who parades?
Well, you know, there are a lot of the floats and things are things that people put on, but there's, you know, organization, you know, there's security, there's insurance. There's a lot of cost of putting on such a big event like that, and there's always a party afterwards over at the Mermaid Bowl afterwards over at the I'm not even sure if that's even happening over at the aquarium every year.
All right. Eric, thanks a lot for checking in on Coney Island. We really appreciate it. Caitlin in Ocean City, you're on WNYC. Hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I went to Ocean City High School. So I went down this weekend to see, you know, how things were going, and I went for a ride on the boardwalk on Sunday. And you know what? It's great. The boardwalk was open. I was pleasantly surprised driving in to see how crowded it was. But one thing I did notice, and that everyone I was, you know, kind of listening to overhearing on the boardwalk mention, was that our sand, the dredging pipes are just all along downtown on the beach, you know, just there for everyone to see. And the dredging barges are like out on the horizon. So there's still a lot of replenishment. There are definitely a lot of, you know, still some construction going on with the homes. They have to, you know, redo their pilings, redo a lot of like the first floor construction. But, you know, Ocean City is definitely open for business. So,
and is it,
you know, very, very refreshing. So
is there a feeling of, I don't know, almost vigilance or pride? It's not just going to the beach to have some fun and relax. It's going to show your support and solidarity.
Exactly. And I, you know, definitely hadn't been home in a while, like down to Ocean City, you know, went to go see my mom, you know, went to see, everyone was there, you know, saw a lot of people I went to high school with, and we were just, you know, it was definitely a sense of pride to see our hometown, you know, kind of, you know, growing, you know, going back, and, you know, we're definitely strong, and it was really, you know, refreshing to see all, you know, all the people that, you know, we see every year, and, you know, seeing everyone there, and people were, that was the topic of conversation for a lot of people on the boardwalk, were just kind of seeing, oh, you know, how's the boardwalk, how is my favorite business, like, how is that family holding up? Like, you know, oh, how's the beach looking? All the dunes are gone, but, you know, how can we, you know, kind of support the local economy? Mm-hmm. And even though maybe people are hurting in other places, but, you know, we're going to go. And a lot of the, even in North Jersey, I went to school up in North Jersey, and mm-hmm. everyone was asking me, oh, how's Ocean City? You know, I was from Ocean City. How's Ocean City doing? Oh, maybe we'll go down to Ocean City this year. And, you know, because our favorite home, you know, maybe, you know, the other towns aren't doing so well. So, like, let's try Ocean City and to see how Ocean City is doing. And that was kind of an interesting topic too, I think.
I hope Ocean City does great this summer.
Thank
Caitlin,
you.
Thanks for checking in.
Thank you so much.
And before we go, Laura from Fire Island, owner of the Palms Hotel and CJ's Bar and Grill, you told us off the air that you had over $1 million in damage to your properties. Did you get any help with that? Any loans? Did FEMA come through? Did your private insurance come through?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Brian. You know, there were a number of programs that were implemented. The first, the Suffolk IDA presented a program immediately in response to the hurricane, which was a tax-exempt program for businesses up to $100,000 in storm-related damages. Highly effective, a program that we took full advantage of, and we really benefited greatly from that. In terms of the SBA loans, it's absolutely deplorable. There are over 17,000 people who have applied for a FEMA loan. The FEMA loan is available for businesses, whereas grants are available for individuals. And according to reports that were issued by News 12 and Newsday just last week, 85 businesses out of over 17,000 have been approved. I have found that after almost seven and a half months after our application process has started, with the additional help of a CPA to complete the application process, that we are not even close to completion of this project. It is highly ineffective, and it's created more stress than any help. And what we found is that if we were going to be ready for this season, we would need to be self-funded. There was no way that we would open for business if we were not self-funded.
Is this just red tape, or is this the government trying to put up obstacles because they don't really want to give out the money? What's the cause?
I guess the numbers speak for themselves.
Terrence, how about at Bungalow Bar in the Rockaways?
Laura put it perfectly. The amount of red tape that we had to go through, we were totally self-funded. Some friends and family did help us out, but mostly our damages were in the million dollar range, and it was just disheartening and deplorable of how FEMA, the SBA loan worked. We were totally wiped out of all of our paperwork. We had 7 feet of water in our establishment, and when they put certain regulations in that you have to have certain paperwork due in 7 to 14 days, and you need to go and get that from the state, it just doesn't make sense. I believe that a lot of these regulations were put in after Katrina, because there was so much fraud. That was my understanding.
So even if Saturday, Sunday, and Monday had been 90 degrees and sunny, like I hear Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are going to be, by the way, how many amazing weekends do you need self-funded to recover financially from the cost of rebuilding, Terrence?
How many weekends do we need? We need about 3 years of weekends to recover going on our numbers previous, Laura, from previous years.
Laura, same question, then we're out of time.
We have 14 weeks to do a year's worth of business, and we cannot afford to lose a three-day weekend. There are many businesses who were unable to be open for Memorial Day. We were one of the lucky ones. CJ's was a packed house because people were celebrating to Sandy's shots, so we were happy about that. But businesses who will not be ready now for the 4th of July, which many businesses will not be able to recover from this. And something needs to be done about the red tape and the bureaucracy. Much is promised and little is delivered.
Sandy Schatz at CJ's Bar and Grill. Laura Marcogliano, owner of CJ's and the Palms Hotel and other businesses in Ocean Beach, Fire Island. Terrence Tuberty from the Bungalow Barn Restaurant in the Rockaways. Well, folks, it's not just fun in the sun this summer. It's also community solidarity to go to the beach. Thanks for all your calls. And Terrence and Laura, thanks a lot for coming on with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC coming up next. With Anthony Weiner in the mayoral race. What it means for the progressive vote in New York City. Stay with us.